Nathan Zagura here outside of Heinz Field, where the Browns fall in overtime in their season finale, 27-24, the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a wild game that saw Isaiah Crowell run for over 150 yards, Terrell Pryor get over 1,000 yards receiving, Breann Boddy-Calhoun add another interception this year. Heck, RG3 threw his first two touchdown passes of the season. The Browns looked like they were in control early, but they had so many miscues, too many turnovers, four total in the game today, including a costly fumble down late near the end zone. They fumbled on an interception. The Boddy-Calhoun interception could have been returned for a touchdown. He fumbled it into the end zone for a touchback. That was a game changer. Late in the first half, the Browns were up 14-0. A snap exchange didn't go the right way. It was a fumble. That changed the game. The Steelers scored there, making it 14-7. They did go up eventually 21-14, did the Steelers on the Browns, but they answered. A long run by Crow, followed up by a George Atkinson 5-yard touchdown run to tie it at 21. The Browns got the ball first in overtime. They had a 17-play drive. They took it down, were not able to score, had to kick a field goal. They went up 3. At that point, the Steelers needed a field goal to keep the game going, a touchdown to win it, or if the Browns got a stop, it was over. The Steelers converted on a big fourth down. They ended up not going for a field goal and then throwing a touchdown that ultimately ended the game and the Browns season 27-24. So for the Browns, the bottom line is they are 1-15 in 2016. That's the way that'll end up, but they do have the first pick in the 2017 NFL draft. And as of now, the Browns are on the clock. For the latest on this game and all things related to the Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.